You would never have guessed that this text message was going to start a damn fire.
I had no idea.
Okay, first of all, Matt Barrow is going to join us in 20 minutes. And also want to let everyone know that all guests, like Matt, on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? It's Willard and Dibs, 888-957-9570 is the number. We had mentioned it earlier. If you're brand new to the show, if you're poking around on Bay Area Sports Radio, checking out new things these hours for the first time, hello and welcome. We plan to do everything we can to keep you here. You sent a text that you thought was going to be innocuous.
Completely.
You thought it was just going to be a little, nice little, just throw it up into the air, like a little cupcake. And it started something, even though you didn't really have anything to do with the follow-up. But I'd love for you to sort of explain to people the background of why you're thinking this. Because we all, as a group, we talk things out throughout the morning and whatnot. This is hitting me. That's hitting me. Why don't we talk about this? Did you see that over there? We do that all morning long every day. It's a preparation sensation. And you texted.
Cha-ching!
Thank you, Mark. At exactly 10 o'clock this morning.
Yep.
You said, Kuminga could be sixth man of the year. They, meaning the Warriors, should be beating that drum as a way to make him feel good about the move. And the move is referring to him not starting anymore.
Right.
Being on the bench. All right. Explain yourself.
I will explain it, and I will explain it and justify it to the extent that this was a very brief and terse text, which was going to lead to a bigger conversation. Mm-hmm. And for me, him going to the bench is something that could be uncomfortable for a player in a contract year, Jonathan Kuminga, who wants to play a lot, score a lot, do a lot, and get that bag. I think all those things are fair to say that he wants. Jonathan Kuminga is a player who, in the past, when things haven't gone his way, vis-a-vis going from the starting lineup to a bench role, he hasn't necessarily handled it openly, publicly, privately, in a very mature fashion. And then I looked at it from this standpoint, where he is a great sixth man. Since he's gone to the bench, he's averaging almost 18 points a game. I'm looking at the odds right now. According to FanDuel, he is at 15-1, which puts him as the fifth best odds to win sixth man of the year. And I also think about this from the Warriors standpoint, where Raymond Ritter, the best in the business in PR, and we know this.
Yes.
And we know that the Warriors are not shy about certain campaigns, such as, hey, everybody, we want to tip our cap to Clay.
Fair.
When he comes back. They got ahead of it. We had Brendan Schneider on. We talked about it. We got hats. We helped to get everybody on board. They are really good at these sorts of campaigns. So you have a player who might be a little sensitive coming off the bench. You have a player doing great coming off the bench. And you have a wonderful PR arm that tends to get ahead of the curve on these things. So I thought, not so much like, we need to wrap our arms around Jonathan, but this would be a good thing for a young player to start to hear this as a thing. Like, Jonathan Kuminga, he might be the best sixth man in the league. And the undertone of that is, hey, Jonathan, you're really good at this. And Steve Kerr has said it. And Jonathan himself is probably seeing this is good. And if we added this extra layer to it, I felt like that might be a good way if we started to beat this drum, this might be a good way for him to more embrace this new role.
So here's why this bothers me.
Okay.
And you wouldn't think so.
Did I explain that properly?
You did great.
Because I didn't have time to text all that. I was getting in the car for an hour drive.
Perfect. And what got hot, just to let the listeners know, is my immediate response was, that's interesting. Why do you think they need to stroke Jonathan's ego? And then you went off to do a podcast, and Grandy jumped in and kind of took your place, I guess, if you will.
First time ever he had my back, because he
really
was kind of cool.
Yeah, he really
don't
was
get
like,
used to it, too.
Yeah, he's like, what's,
I don't love Mark Granny, but I respect him.
Yeah, well, it's Friday. We'll see. Ask again at 6.
But it's early.
Anyway, he kind of took up for like, what's so bad about this? And the quick answer is nothing. This is not an offensive thing that you're saying. And I want to also get this out front of the conversation. Jonathan's doing really well. especially off the bench. Jonathan is averaging over 17 a game off of the bench in 8 games. That's a very small sample, but that's great. And Jonathan also has not publicly complained. And that is also great. So this is a hypothetical conversation that we're having. And I really hope that none of it sounds like I am in any way being critical of Jonathan Kuminga, because I'm not. He's doing all the right things. Your suggestion, though, is that the Warriors start a drumbeat for Sixth Man of the Year. And it bothers me because it's too soon. That's why it bothers me. And I would love if we could, for once in our lives, could we let Jonathan Kuminga earn something? As opposed to what I keep hearing, which is wanting to give him things that he has not earned yet. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Have the courage to let Kuminga earn it. Like, look at his career arc in 4 years. So many of you wanted Steve Kerr to play him when it wasn't the right thing to play him. Oh, Mark, come on, develop young people. It's not like they're going to, oops, they won a championship. Why do we need to give him a starting spot before he's earned it? Why do we need to give him 30 minutes a night before he's earned it? Now we get to this year. We got to give him a contract before he's earned it. And now we want to start a drumbeat for Sixth Man of the Year, .. before he's earned it. That's all I'm saying. The only thing that bothers me about this is the order. It's just the order. And I think it's a bad message for a young player and for other young players that if you do have your agent call shams or whatever, you can start to sort of like create a path for yourself, which is, well, I'm sensitive and I want a lot of money. So now you as an organization, you should start doing things. You should start bending over backward. You should give me minutes I haven't earned. You should give me money I haven't earned. And if I haven't earned, then if you're not going to give me the money yet, well, then at least let's campaign for an award that I wasn't even thought of to be eligible for until 8 games ago when you made a move to send me to the bench, which was clearly the right thing to do. Your team is 9-2. You guys are awesome. This is all working. Everybody else is super happy and not saying a damn word about their roles. And by the way, he's done a great job of not saying anything about his. I don't have any problem if he wins Sixth Man of the Year, but that's organic. Like, to me...
Well, nothing's organic when it comes to this.
No, but he'll earn it. Like, there's plenty of time come January to start, as you say, a drumbeat, if indeed Jonathan is like... averaging 18 points a night off of the bench.
Yep, 17.3 right now.
Plenty of time, 14.7 overall.
Yep.
There's plenty of time for that. I just don't understand why so many people want to hand Jonathan things before he's earned them because there's some sort of fear that Jonathan's going to be upset.
Yeah, I don't think that we're handing it to him. It's just a simple drum beat and... You know, I'm not saying we need to print out flyers and we need to call every voter and openly campaign. I just thought that it was an interesting idea. And then I looked at the odds and I see him fifth in the odds. Mm-hmm. And actually, the text I should have sent is what I was thinking also, which is this might be my best bet right now at 18-1. And if you look at a team...
That's interesting to me.
This team is good. And if this team has a good year... and this player does this as a sixth man and has this kind of a year, there's value at 18-1 right now for him to be sixth man of the year.
I agree with that.
Maybe me calling for a drum beat was a little bit hasty and misguided, and I see that part of it, how you took it, but I also was just thinking about the Raymond Ritterification of this sort of thing where, you know, we will openly campaign for our rookies to be on the all-rookie team and for our defender to be DPOY. And we do these things. Maybe those players earned it more than this player, but I also think about the general sensitivity of Kuminga. And I, you know, Grandy, some of the things you actually were sharing on the thread, I was like, yeah, Grandy, because I'm in my car. And
I was like, no, Grandy.
Every time a text comes in, it goes beep, 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 beep. And so I can read them on my car screen.
On the car screen, right.
So instead of ignore, I was hitting read, and then my car will read it like, and so I'm listening to every, and then beep, beep, beep. And so I'm like,
on
my whole
group
thing
that includes Lucas, Mark, and Mark. Mark said,
well, what's funny
you wouldn't
is,
know which Mark.
And you wouldn't know what Lucas thought. And Lucas is great about this.
Lucas just waited.
No, he waits until he knows like where the majority is. Also, and then he piles on that side.
Also known as not paying attention to our thread because he, of course, has very, very important other things to
do. You know what I call him when I'm reading this?
What?
Late hit Luke. It's like the tackle's already happened, and then here comes Lucas on top of the pile to make sure he gets a piece of the tackle.
Grandy, what do you want to say?
Please. I was just going to ask, does it matter what Kuminga deserves if you think that a drum beat for him for Sixth Man of the Year makes him feel better and makes him more appreciative of his role and maybe makes him play a little looser and freer, and that helps the team? Isn't that worth doing it, even if you think Kuminga doesn't deserve it?
That's a lot of ifs, first of all, and I just, to me, it's a bad message. It's a bad message at the wrong time. I don't want the Golden... Again, I have no problem with him winning the award. I have no problem with the Warriors campaigning for the award. I have a problem with the idea of them doing it now because he has been on the bench for 8 games. Everything's going great, and nobody should have to placate anybody when you're 9-2. You don't owe anybody anything when you're 9-2. It's working. Y'all are playing well, and you should trust that you're going to get paid what you deserved if you fit within a winning system and score a lot of points. That's the way it should be. So to me, it's a bad message to simply say, like, because earlier you guys were saying, well, everybody needs to be coached differently. I have no problem if Steve wants to do things behind the scenes with Jonathan that help if he is actually an overly sensitive guy. But sending the Warriors out to the streets to start talking about Sixth Man of the Year before Thanksgiving, when Jonathan's only even done this for 8 games, to me it's just a bad message, particularly because of where we've been with Jonathan. Let him earn it.
Yeah.
If he does 18 points a night for 2 months, now we're talking.
Well, that to me is an arbitrary time and an arbitrary level. And
well,
I think that
halfway through the season, when awards are starting to be talked about,
what Steve is already doing, I think, is priming the pump for this conversation. When he talks about, you know, how great Jonathan's been off the bench and how much he likes Jonathan coming off the bench, I do think that they're already priming the pump for Jonathan. They're signaling that this is going to continue. So for me, this is just further signaling about just how good Jonathan has been off the bench. And, you know, maybe the next thing that's said is, you know, when you look around the league, he's one of the best bench players. He's one of the best guys coming off the bench in the league. And you slowly start to get to that point where, you know, the idea of a sixth man starts to get connected with Kuminga.
I mean, we do. 408 just texted in, Comcast Business Text Line. Thank you for listening. Jonathan would hate that idea because he doesn't want to be the sixth man. Interesting perspective. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Let's go to Bob and Marin. Hey, Bob, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, I just want to say, Mark, you're completely right. I think he's got to earn the right. I think guys like Jordan Clarkson, Lou Williams, and Jamal Crawford, they didn't have to be coddled to be the sixth man of the year. They're always answering the bell. And this is a contract year for Kuminga, so he needs to forget about where he's starting, whether he's starting or he's coming off the bench. Play the game, go get yourself some money. So you don't need to coddle players to and prime them, as so to speak, to become the sixth man of the year. He's got to do his job, and he's got to earn the right to be the sixth man or in that contract.
Bob, thanks. I'll admit
bad examples.
Why?
Because those are veterans. This is a 22-year-old who is in a contract year, his first contract year. So you could talk about Jordan Clarkson, who's a veteran, and you could talk about all these other names you threw out. These are guys who've been there, gotten paid, and they're on the back nine of their career. This is Jonathan Kuminga, who needs to feel good about something in a contract year where he's trying to get that bag.
Yeah, see, I look at it exactly the opposite. Those are guys who have proven who they are and what they can do in the NBA. Again, I want to be very careful to say it this way. Jonathan has done publicly the right things. I just also know if you really, really follow Warrior basketball, there have been about 12 insiders who have already written that behind the scenes, Jonathan is not terribly pleased. So I don't know that to be true based on what we see in the public. And Jonathan deserves credit for that. If he is mad, he's kept it largely to himself, or at least to himself, Anthony Slater, Monty Poole, Tim Kawakami. We could go on. But they are in the know, and I don't think Jonathan loves this. And that's okay, as long as he still is a professional and goes and does his job. What gets me about it, though, is this idea that in the professional world, there starts to be a little bit of a chain link fence, one thing after another, where Jonathan, before being 20 points a night, or before being six man consistently for 2-3 months, or even back when he wasn't playing defense and wasn't rebounding, call shams. I should be starting. Based on what, dude? Based on what? You like? I know you're young, but what the Warriors are trying to teach Jonathan, I think, right now is how to be a professional, not like how we can make you feel good because you want to be X, even though we see you as Y.
But that's
all I'm talking about.
Yeah, I get that. But I do think part of coaching is coaching everyone differently and also putting your player in the best position to do what you want and do what he wants, which is play well. And maybe Jonathan Kuminga, hearing this sort of a drumbeat would make him feel better about the role and thus make him feel better about playing good basketball, as opposed to, geez, I need to start and get my minutes in order to eat.